Well, it's 8:10 now, and Jonas Doyle has the papers.
Today is almost the longest day of the year, and it is predicted to be the hottest. Two papers have beach photographs on their front pages. The Times picture by Nick Bradshaw shows a very crowded Borough Beach at Sutton in North Dublin. Almost everybody is standing up for some reason. In Mark Condren's picture of Sandymount Strand on the south side of Dublin in the Irish Independent, the beach is empty, apart from three people, two of them sitting, one lying down. The front page pictures in the Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun are of Henry Mountcharles at his home, Slane Castle. There are many tributes to him in the papers on his death at the age of 74. The Examiner's photo by Colin Keegan is accompanied by an inset of Mick Jagger, whose Rolling Stones were one of the first big music acts to play at Slane in 1982. The Mirror's picture has an inset of Mountcharles with Phil Lynott at the first concert the year before. Mountcharles transformed Slane Castle into a legendary venue, says the Independent. Lord Henry's vision and courage leave so many of us in his debt, says the paper's editorial writer. Deliverer of Joy is the headline over an Examiner editorial. The Examiner leads on its front page with more data from its National Women's Health Survey. 1,000 women were surveyed. Irene Fian reports that the vast majority of women who suffer a miscarriage in Ireland feel unsupported by doctors and have criticised a lack of counselling about such trauma. Dodgy boxes are again the main front page story for The Independent. Adrian Weckler reports that Sky Ireland is set to use private investigators to monitor WhatsApp chats to detect who is buying such devices for illegal streaming of audiovisual material. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the fate of more than 3,500 social homes is hanging in the balance as the government reviews all outstanding public-private partnership housing projects. Earlier this month, Housing Minister James Brown pulled the plug on almost 500 social homes at six sites over cost concerns, Sarah McGuinness writes. Department officials admitted yesterday that this had prompted a value for money review of a further 3,000 homes. Minister admonished, says the Times in its lead headline. The minister is the Minister for Culture, Patrick O'Donovan, and as Ellen Coyne reports, he has been admonished by Department of Public Expenditure officials for bringing substantial expenditure issues such as the failed Arts Council IT project to Cabinet without sharing details with colleagues in advance. The Times has a cartoon about the Israel-Iran war by Martin Turner. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, is at a microphone and is saying, "As I said earlier this year, and last year, and the year before, and the year before that, and back in 2005, and in 1998, Iran is days away from having nuclear weapons." The Examiner's front page highlights US President Donald Trump's setting a two-week deadline to decide whether the US will join Israel's war with Iran. His decision, the paper says, hinges in part on whether the US's most powerful conventional so-called bunker buster bombs would be able to destroy Iran's most heavily protected nuclear facility, the Fordow complex. Israel does not have weapons capable of destroying it. In an Irishman's Diary column in the Times, Frank McNally writes about the publication of the first collection of poetry by Neil Montgomery, nearly 40 years after his death. He was a man of many talents, says McNally, apart from his profession of architect, a painter, sculptor, literary critic, and an Irish Times columnist doubly disguised. On a substantial number of occasions, Montgomery stood in for his friend Brian O'Nolan, also known as Miles Nagopoline, on his Cruiskeen Lawn column. The poems are described as drawing their inspiration from jazz and anticipating beat poetry, written in English and Irish, and not easy to read in either.
There's something for Kneecap to follow. John S. Doyle, thank you. And after the break, we'll be hearing whether there is still a chance for diplomacy to end the war between Israel and Iran.